Good day, and welcome to the Credit Bank of Moscow nine-month 2015 financial and business results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Elena Finashina. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CBM's nine-month 2015 results announcement call. My name is Elena Finashina, and as Director of International Business Division, responsible for investor relations, it's my pleasure to traditionally introduce our speakers on today's webcast and conference call. So Vladimir Chuba, our CEO, will open today's call with a brief outline of the current operating environment and recent trends in the corporate and retail business of the bank. Eric Debosham, Senior Vice President of the bank, will get into discussion afterwards to proceed with the detailed financial results analysis. You're very welcome to address any questions to our speakers after the presentation when we kick off the Q&A session. Now I would like to pass the floor to Vladimir.
Thank you, Elena. Dear colleagues, thank you for joining us today at Credit Bank of Moscow nine-month 2015 financial results announcement. First of all, a few words about current challenging operating environment. Negative macroeconomic factors are still in force and continue to restrain economic development and business activity. But at the same time, we see some positive spots in the economy. Local food and farm producers gained from import substitution programs. Forex-denominated revenues of Russian exporters resulted in excessive liquidity, which was placed in top Russian banks, both state-owned and privately owned. Beginning from February, CBR has been following its consistent policy for key rate easing. These factors accelerated decrease of interest rates, which in turn became the basis for further economic development anticipated by the market. Now I would like to bring your attention to slide number four. The bank has reached a milestone volume of total assets over 1 billion Russian rubles, which was driven mostly by the inflow of liquidity from corporate customers operating in the industries which were mentioned above. These deposits were placed in a top quality asset classes like repo transactions with the top financial institutions, backed by highly liquid blue chip securities. On the next slide, number five, a detailed description of corporate business development is presented. Corporate loan portfolio grew by 50% since year-end 2014, mainly due to inflow of big names operating in different sectors of economy such as food and farm products, oil and industrial chemicals, and other. They were respectively classified in IFRS accounts. Loan portfolio maintained good diversification with the largest industries share below 15%. Concerning our latest business developments, in November we closed the deal with the Rosbank for purchase of Inkakhran, one of the leaders in Russian cash handling market. This acquisition is in line with our strategy and will result in a strengthening of our positions in the market. Now I suggest moving to slide number six with an overview of retail banking businesses. Retail lending slowed down this year due to increased risks in the segment, together with a lower demand to compare with the previous years. Focus on cash loans and mortgage loans led to increase of their share in total retail portfolio, and now they constitute 75% and 17% respectively. A recovery in the mortgage lending, which we saw in the third quarter, was additionally encouraged by the government program for state support for mortgage lending, launched earlier this year. Now I suggest moving further. Eric will provide details on the bank's financial results. Eric, please.
Thank you, Vladimir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start our financial performance review from income and expenses dynamics presented on slide number eight. The operating income increased by 7% to 23.9 billion rubles due to the growth of other net income, mainly supported by foreign exchange gains. The net interest income of 17.7 billion rubles stood at the level of previous year, limited by increased funding costs reflected in the growth of interest expenses by 85% to 43.4 billion rubles. At the same time, interest income was growing at a slower pace, driven mainly by the increase of income from corporate banking business by 54% year on year, reaching 33 billion rubles or 55% of the total interest income. Other operating expenses grew up by 8% to 7.4 billion rubles, primarily as a result of rising of provision for impairment of other assets up to 0.7 billion rubles. In parallel, the bank continued to optimize the number and location of its branches. That led to a decrease of administrative expenses and to a lowest among peers cost-to-income ratio of 28.1%. The drop of return on equity and return on assets level to 3% and 0.3% respectively was driven by the downturn of the net income to 1.5 billion rubles. The decline in net profits was the result of an increase in loan loss provisions by more than two times to 14.6 billion rubles. Now let's move to slide number 9 and review the bank's asset structure. The bank's total assets increased by 71% from the beginning of 2015, exceeding 1 trillion rubles, thanks to a significant growth of the net corporate loan portfolio by 48%, reaching 381 billion rubles. This growth was mainly realized on the sector of oil and industrial chemicals and food and farm products. The retail loan portfolio continued to narrow during the third quarter of 2015 and amounted to 117 billion rubles, which is 3% lower than at the end of 2014. This trend is a result of declining loan demand of high-quality retail borrowers, along with stricter scoring requirements to potential customers. The other items that generated asset growth were due from credit institutions and cash equivalents that altogether increased by 190% and amounted 364 billion rubles. The majority of term deposits are receivables secured by highly liquid securities that are included in the Central Bank's Lombard list under reverse repo agreements. The slide number 10 provides key loan portfolio metrics. In the third quarter of 2015, the total NPL ratio is stable at a level of 4.9%. This level, however, exceeds the NPL level at the end of 2014 and is mainly the result of the worsening financial condition of a large corporate borrower from the oil and gas infrastructure sector. The bank increased its loan loss provision ratio to 5.2% as a result of a complicated market environment together with a conservative provisioning policy. Largest borrower concentration went up relatively to the end of 2014, with exposure of 25% and 39% on top 10 and top 20 customers respectively. The level of related party lending remained low and represented 1.6% of the total bank's equity. The next slide, number 11, provides analysis of the bank's corporate and retail loan portfolio quality. The growth of corporate NPL during the reporting period to 4.5%, as well as the slight increase on the cost of risk level to 4.5%, are explained by the general deterioration of financial condition of some of the bank's large borrowers as a result of the macroeconomic downturn. Non-performing loans are fully covered by provision with an NPL coverage ratio of 105%. The quality of retail loan book improved relatively to the end of 2014, with NPL and cost of risk ratios of 6.2% and 4.2% respectively. The funding structure of the bank is covered on slide number 12. The bank's funding base is very well diversified, with significant share of corporate and retail customer deposits,
which now represent 47 and 20% of total liabilities, increasing by 152 and 16% respectively. The growth of corporate deposits to 432 billion rubles is explained by the attraction of a term deposit from a large corporate customer. Deposits by the central bank still represent a significant part of the bank's funding, with an amount of 176 billion rubles, or 19% of liabilities. These funds are secured by highly liquid rated debt securities under repo agreements. The bank has a comfortable debt repayment schedule with only 25 billion rubles to be repaid in 2016, all of which is denominated in rubles. Now let's move to slide number 13, where the bank's capital position is presented. The bank's capitalization level remains strong, which is evidenced by Basel III total capital adequacy ratio of 16% and Tier 1 capital adequacy ratio of 9.6% at the end of September 2015. Capital adequacy ratios under Russian accounting standards remain at a comfortable level, with N10 ratio of 14.7% and N11 and N12 ratio of 8%. At this point, I suggest finishing our 2015 9-month result presentation. Thank you for your attention, and now let's proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question over the telephone at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. Our first question today comes from Giulia Di Mambro from Barclays.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have three questions, if I may. One on asset quality, one on liquidity, and one on capital, please. So firstly, on asset quality, could you please tell us a bit more about the asset quality trends that you're seeing? If we look at your total NPL ratio, it looks broadly stable at 4.9%, but if we look at all of the problem loans, including impaired ones and past due by less than 90 days, it looks like you saw an over 50% increase in balances in the quarter. And does this relate to a specific exposure, or is this a broader trend? And what do you expect in terms of asset quality next year? So that's my first question. My second question on liquidity is that your...
Sorry, interrupting you. Yeah, I think it's better one by one because...
Sure, let's do that. Thank you.
Yeah, in terms of the asset quality, I can say it's more stable than negative trend we see now. In terms of the new names, what was the increase? The first increase was because of the Transfero case. We have this borrower in the portfolio, I think quite familiar with the situation which was happened last couple of months. This number one. Number two is one more borrower of CBM, is company center, Obuv. So the shoe retailer, also they have some issues now. We even decided to go to the court with the company. So this is one more name, two major names, what we see now. In terms of the next year, to be honest, I don't like to answer the question because it's not possible to predict. Every time we hear it, every conference, and every time my answer is the same, because next year we are not only thinking about what will be the plan, what will be the budget for the next year, because in the current circumstances and the current environment, which is changing every day, almost every day, because of different reasons, including geopolitical reasons, not easy question about the next year. But we, I can tell you that, of course, when we budget in our bank, we try to be more pessimistic and include more negative trends in the budget, just to be on a safe side.
Great, that's very helpful. Thank you. So secondly, on liquidity, so you saw this big deposit inflow in the quarter, so your loan-to-deposit ratio is now significantly below 100%. What are your plans for this liquidity, and was it in FX or was it in rubles?
The majority of the increase was in foreign currencies. In terms of the liquidity, so the liquidity now is very good, and you're absolutely right about loan deposit ratio, which is quite low, which is, let's say, not normal for our bank. But at the same time, I can tell you that we use this money to buy different instruments from the market, top instruments from the market. First of all, Eurobonds. Second, we bought several syndications of top Russian companies, and also we lend this money to a number of the Russian leaders, I mean Russian corporate leaders like blue chip companies also. So quite safe way of using this money. The majority of these instruments can be refinanced in CBR. That's why we feel ourselves quite comfortable in terms of the liquidity position.
Great, thank you. And just to clarify, that's already happened, or are you just planning to do this?
Happened. I can tell you that by now, by today, it's happened.
Great. And my last question is on capital. So your Tier 1 ratio declined by 100 basis points in the quarter, and it looks like it's on the back of a 20% increase in RWAs. Is that due to foreign exchange, or did your loan book increase, or was there some negative credit migration?
No, I didn't catch the question. So why we had a decrease in capital adequacy ratio, I mean?
Yeah, there's a big increase in RWA. So is that due to FX?
So RWA just increased because of the organic growth of the business. I cannot tell you now because I didn't count this before. What was the reason? I mean, how much was the increase because of the Forex currencies revaluation, but I think that the majority because of the growth.
Great, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask a question in today's conference call, please press star 1. We will now take a question from Janice Borrowway from Raiffeisen Bank.
Hello. In the third quarter, you received significant inflow of corporate money, and it's indicated in your statement. It's from corporate name in about 200 billion rubles. It's equivalent. And the question is, what is the notional currency of this flow? And what do you expect regarding this money? Are they short term, or do they remain on the balance sheet a long period, for example, a year? Or in December we'll see outflow of this money? And the first question, the second question is regarding corporate quality. As we see, NPL from 1 to 90 days is growing, as well as not past due but impaired loans. What is your expectations regarding migrations of these loans into bad loans going forward? So, and in this respect, it's interesting how we're going to replenish your capital, tier 1 capital, if this problem appears in the future. Thanks.
Okay, one by one. In terms of the deposits growth, I can show that the tenors are quite comfortable. I cannot disclose it because it's relations with our clients, but in a general, I can tell you it's quite comfortable tenors, which are giving us comfort in terms of the planning our liquidity and placing this money into quite interesting and mid-term assets. The question number two, in terms of the quality of the book, I answered this question in the very beginning of the Q&A session. We expect that some of these bad loans, which are not overdue, but somehow NPLs, will come to the overdue. But at the same time, I can tell you, even if there is loans which are not in overdue part of the report, they also have not standard level of provisioning. In terms of the capital, we think that current operational efficiency of the bank can help us to cover all these issues with the NPLs in the corporate book within next year. Because as you saw, cost income ratio just 28%, which means that 72% of our income we can use to cover the issues with NPLs.
One question regarding your capital. If you think that you are okay in your capital and haven't received support from DIA, quite cheap capital, do you plan any buyback in your, for example, subordinated debt with a loss absorption, which currently trading on the market with a yield exceeding your return on equity? So it would be logical to consider this step. Thank
you. Thank you for the question. So logical, maybe it's a good word, but the logic is that the capital now is quite expensive in the market. And of course, we received this capital from DIA, but at the same time, as you saw, we showed quite a good growth, and we think that we can continue to grow, maybe not so rapid as it was last 9 months, but we like to continue it. In terms of the buyback, at this very moment, we don't have decisions like this. So maybe in the future, maybe yes, maybe no, but we discussed this several times in the bank and with our supervisory board. They also asked this question a couple of times, but at the same time, at this moment, we didn't decide this. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take a question from Marina Plasenko from Pioneer Investment.
Hello, thank you very much for the call. I wanted to ask also the questions. So the first one is in the margin dynamics. How much recovery do you expect in the Q4 and maybe next year? What's the potential for the margin?
In terms of the margin, we expect that the margin will be not lower than last figures. Of course, it can be some pressure from the new, from the increase of the balance sheet, which you saw in the third quarter, because this money, these deposits we placed in a very high quality instruments, and that's why, of course, the margin can decrease a bit because of this reason. But at the same time, we see now a decrease in average deposit rate, which is a bit faster than a decrease in average asset rate. So that's why we expect that the margin will be in the fourth quarter not lower than in all 9 months of this year. In terms of the next year, my answer is the same, that we plan one figure, but at the same time, the reality is showing us absolutely different. I can tell you maybe that the margin also will be not lower than this year, we expect like this. My gut feeling that next year will be more competitive year in terms of the lending to the high quality and mid quality corporate borrowers. That's why the banks will have to fight for the borrowers, and they will have to decrease the margin for these reasons. But it's just a gut feeling. Maybe it will be a absolutely different situation because we will have something else in a geopolitical situation or in Russian economy. We will see.
Thank you. And I wanted to ask about the Q4, because obviously you said you don't want to predict anything on the asset quality side, but 2 months already passed, so just only a couple weeks left for some business activity, you know, to continue. So maybe you can give a little bit guidance, at least for this year, what's going on with the asset quality and profitability.
In terms of the profitability, you know, we think that this year, of course, the profitability of the business will be much lower than the previous years because of the macro situation, because of the NPLs we see in the portfolio. I think that operational efficiency, as I told just before, will help us a lot, and we can cover all the provisions this year with our operational efficiency. In terms of the new NPLs, as for now, I personally don't see some new big issues, some new big problems in the portfolio comparing to the 9 months of this year.
And provisioning, cost of risk, are you creating additional provisions this quarter as long as the NPLs are not increasing?
Could you please repeat the question?
What about provisions? How are you reacting to this? If your NPL ratio is not growing, do you increase provisions this quarter to create some cushion, or do you keep them flat? What kind of dynamics do you see on the cost of risk?
Okay. Mm-hmm, my expectation that, my preference, of course, is better to have the cushion than not to have it. And in the current circumstances, that's why it's better to be more conservative than neutral or positive. That's my answer.
Okay.
In fact, that's what I was mentioning during the presentation. If you look at the slide number 10 with the LLP coverage ratio, we had a ratio of 4.8% at the end of December 2014, at the end of June also, and at the end of September it's 5.2%. So, I mean, we continue to increase the coverage by provisions.
And in Q4 as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take a question from Andrew Keeley from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the call. I just have a question in terms of your asset quality. I mean, I see that the cost of risk in retail lending seems to have been improving in the third quarter. I'm just wondering whether you think this trend will continue in the fourth quarter and into next year. And could you give a little bit of detail about what asset quality trends you're seeing in retail, in mortgages and consumer loans? You know, are you seeing kind of any different dynamics between those two segments? Thank you.
In terms of the retail business, as we decided to have more restrictions for the new borrowers, and we decided to concentrate more on the corporate lending because of kind of crisis in retail lending in Russia. That's why you saw, first of all, a decrease in the portfolio. In terms of decrease of cost of risk, I think that Eric will answer this question, but I can tell you my feelings about this. So the retail business in our bank, of course, we like to keep it, but at the same time, we like to wait maybe 1 or 2 quarters just to understand what is the new reality in terms of the retail lending, because there is several opinions in the bank now about this business line. So before we will make final decision about where to go, we like to have most statistics of last events in this business in terms of the NPLs and migration. So Eric will answer about the cost of risk.
Yes, in fact, on retail, the strategy now is to maintain the portfolio at the current level, so which means not stopping production, but continue to grant credits to top quality customers. So in fact, when you look at the new production and the quality is even better than what we had in the past,
because we are extremely selective on new customers.
On top of this, the second part of the strategy is to replace, let's say, high-risk products by low-risk products. And if you look at the growth of portfolio per product, you will see that we increase
mortgage loans, for instance, and we decrease cash loans. So with mortgage loans, which are, let's say, cost of risk, which is close to 1%. So I mean, by changing the mix product, the product mix on the portfolio, we also maintain, let's say, the cost of risk under control.
Okay, thank you. That's clear. Thank you. And in terms of your corporate cost of risk, I may have missed this earlier. Did you could you tell us the two borrowers that you mentioned that you had trouble with in the third quarter? Can you tell us what share of the cost of risk they accounted for, and are those exposures now fully provisioned?
You mean Transtyre and Centrobus,
I think,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Transtyre, I can tell you the provisions level now 50%, 50. Mm-hmm. So it's not 100%. We expect that this situation can go different ways, absolutely, because it's not under control of any bank now, because there is a number of the lenders, and that's why the fact that last event that in the court was a decision to move discussion about this to December. So for me, it's more because nobody can understand what to do now. So we expect that it can be some recovery from this loan. In terms of Centrobus, what is the rate now?
20%.
Yeah, seems to me. In terms of Centrobus, there is no figures now in our hands, but it looks like it was 20 or 30% from my mind. But in terms of the Centrobus, we are much more comfortable with the schedule and kind of with the plan of recovery of this loan. So we expect that this situation is more under control than at Transtyre.
Okay, all right, thank you. I know you're a bit cautious about kind of commenting on next year, but I do wonder if you can give us your kind of initial senses of what kind of lending growth on retail and corporate it would be in your kind of provisional kind of budget plans for next year.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the retail, we don't expect a big growth in this portfolio. Maybe it will be as this year, or maybe even lower, like in general figures, you know. If you talk about corporate business, it's also quite a tricky question, because now we feel ourselves that we can grow. We feel ourselves that there is a room in the market for development of this business. There is a good borrowers which are knocking our door and asking for the loan, but at the same time we would like to understand if there will be any other issues in Russian economy which can move some part of the borrowers to suffering, you know. So in the general, I think that it can be like average growth of the top Russian banks, maybe even a bit faster. But in terms of the figures, we don't have budget now, so we have it, but it's not approved. That's why it's not easy to share any figures.
And sorry, on retail, did you mean basically essentially a flat kind of loan, but roughly the same kind of absolute level as this year? Was that what you?
Yeah, we can say kind of flat, maybe a bit increased, but
mm-hmm.
So as I told you, it's not major business line for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
It was good business line for the last 3 years. I think you saw this when we increased the share of this business in our loan book. But now we like to more to concentrate more on the risk side in this business and to decide which way to go. But the main driver will be a corporate book.
Okay, thank you. And if I can ask just one final, very brief question. In terms of your thoughts on kind of costs next year, in terms of kind of staff costs, how do you see this? I mean, do you think that given the strong fall that we've had in the ruble over the last year, will there be kind of increases in salaries, or is that something that you're not kind of considering? And I mean, do you generally what would that be kind of balanced by some headcount cuts? I mean, so generally, what are your thoughts on the kind of the kind of growth in staff costs?
Normally we use kind of inflation increase for the staff costs, but you will see increase because of acquisition of Inkahran, because you know the cash handling business is very expensive in terms of the costs, but it will be more technical increase. In terms of the other increase, we do not expect some cuts in the number of the people who work in the bank for the next year. But at the same time, the increase of number of people will be very, slow, let's say like this. But in terms of the salaries, as I told you, kind of inflation rate, because it's natural, you know, it's because there is a still competition on the market for the good people, for the good bankers. That's why we have to work with this and to live with this. That's why kind of natural increase we will see next year.
Okay, Vladimir, Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We currently have no further questions. Thank you. As we have no further questions, I would like to turn back the call over to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, we would like to thank you for being with us today here on the call. And please feel free to follow up with any further questions with our IR team. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.